Hello?
Yes.
Senator?
Yes.
Just a moment, sir. Senator Dirksen is on one.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Everett?
Welcome home.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right.
Well, that's good. How long are you going to be in?
Probably another week or 10 days.
Well, I may come out and get with you. I may do it in Texas or Bethesda, but I'm going to have a couple little operations next few days.
Well, I saw that little squib about it. Nothing serious, though.
No, we have a little polyp on our right vocal cord that gives me a raspy voice.
Yeah.
And in occasions, they kind of like a woman's breast. They're malignant, but the odds are very much against it,
yeah.
95 to something.
Yeah.
And then I have a place about the size of a silver dollar,
yeah,
where they had the tube that I drained with my gallbladder when I had that operation. And kind of all the twisting and the exercise and walking up steps and everything like that, and it's bulged out there, and it could break loose and the intestines come out. So they just think that I ought to not take any chances. And
that was a rough trip, my friend.
Well, I thought it was a delightful one, and it was just wonderful, and you would have enjoyed it. I'm writing you a note. If you have a moment, I would like to talk about two or three things, though. We had a complete agreement with all of our allies, and we got them much more involved and much more enthusiastic and much more ready to go. General Westmoreland was there. He told them he's going to need some more help from them, that their men were doing fine. And of course, Australia and New Zealand's got elections. But there was agreement on all of the 4 points. And there was a vitality in Asia that Korea's got an 8% growth. And it's coming out of the woods, and it's transferring from grants to loans. And Malaysia is doing well. And these folks that are closest to the danger recognize it the most. And very frankly, Everett, I don't want to be a McCarthy, but one of the two or three most serious troubles I have, not as a politician and not wanting to win elections, because I really, just speaking to you and nobody else, it doesn't make any difference. If 20 Republicans are elected, I'd be in better shape for Vietnam and everything, and if I had a bunch of Morrisseys. But I would. Nobody gives me better support than you have on all the program. Even when you vote 14B or something, that don't make a difference. I think that we made it pretty clear to them that we were united and they were going to resist and stay there until this thing was finished. And that's the first time we ever done. In addition, we got Malaysia now has got its gross national product about 3 times what it was, over 300. They're still mad at Bill Fulbright in Thailand, but they're happy and they're ready to send some people if we have to. They don't want to discuss that with anybody, but they're willing to try to help. We got Key and them to agree to a number of things. He's going to have an election in the village and hamlets early in 67. He's going to have a presidential election after the Constitution adopted in March, within 6 months. So we got him to take over a good deal more of the pacification, which Westmoreland wanted done. And it just couldn't have been better. Everybody worked fine together. Every place we went, they loved the United States. And I just don't know what else we could have done that would have made it better.
Yeah, but I'm glad.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go home tomorrow after lunch, and I'm going to try to watch my diet and be careful and exercise a good deal and get these muscles strong for the operations. They're going to do two of them at once. And I think everything will be all right. And I just wanted to report to you and to tell you that things went real well, and I appreciated your help very much, and I'm going to be true to your confidence. I'm not playing politics at all. I'm not going to make a political speech. I may put a tape on somebody, but I just did what I thought I had to do. I don't think I could turn down the conference, and I think I went, and even Fulbright told me last night and this morning that he thought he was very successful.
Exactly. Well, you did exactly right. And I'm glad you came back with as much vigor as you did.
Well, I feel...
last night. And you bore up very bravely, considering 17 pretty hard days.
Well, I feel wonderful. Never felt better in my life. They wanted me to come out to Chicago, and they planned to go back to New York and into California. But I thought that to try to unite the country and ask them to stand together, and then for me to go out and say you ought to defeat this fella, that fella, or elect this one or that, that I just wouldn't do it.
I think your logic is quite right.
And I don't think you can be too damn partisan and expect other people not to be partisan with you.
Are you going to have the operations down?
Either at Air Force Base at San Antonio or at Bethesda, we don't know. We're going to wait and see what the doctors figured out.
No hurry on that.
No. If there's anything, you get my cable, Lady Bird and I cabled you. She
got your flowers.
So. Well, take care of yourself, and you know anything you want or need, when you get through, if you want to go to Florida, anything you call Mike Manitou.
Okay.
And tell Luella any time that I won't be the first one notified on anything either one of y'all need.
Thanks, Mary.
Bye.
Good luck.
Waiting, Mr. President.